Your listening test will now begin. Please listen carefully. Section 1.
Okay, class. Today we're going to discuss ragtime music. It's a genre that some of you may have already heard of, but will likely be new for most of you. First, remember that a genre is a type of classification. For example, hip-hop and rock are genres of music, and you should be able to think on your own how each of these genres comes up with a set of characteristics that help define each type of music and set it apart from other genres. To continue with our previous examples, hip-hop often features rap and a particular emphasis on the beats. Rock, on the other hand, refers to music that mostly includes a four-piece band, two guitarists, one bass player, and one drummer. So then what characterizes the genre known as ragtime? Well, ragtime music is mostly defined by the presence of a shifted or ragged rhythm. This means that the regular flow or rhythm of a piece of music will be disrupted by a shift, making it sound slightly offbeat. Ragtime music is considered to be lively and springy, which makes it a great genre for dancing to. Let's look more specifically at the form of ragtime music. Ragging, or creating a ragged rhythm, was first a modification of a march made popular by John Philip Sousa. Additional polyrhythms then came from African music. Ragtime itself was usually written as 2-4 or 4-4 time, with a predominant left-hand pattern of bass notes on strong beats and chords on weak beats, accompanied by a modified melody in the right hand. According to some sources, the name ragtime may very well have come from the ragged rhythm of the right hand. There are also rags written in 3-4 time, which are known specifically as a ragtime waltz. And while we may be focusing on the time signatures that rag is written in, I want you to all understand something very important, though. Ragtime is not strictly confined to any one time signature, like how a march will always be in 2-4 and a waltz will always be in 3-4. Instead, ragtime is, it's a musical genre that can be applied to any meter. So rather than being one specific time signature, it can take any time signature and syncopates the beat to become ragtime. The defining characteristic of ragtime music is that type of syncopation in which the melodic accents occur between metrical beats. This results in a melody that seems like it avoids some of the metrical beats of the accompaniment by emphasizing notes that either anticipate or follow the beat. Now, this might sound a bit complicated, but the ultimate intention is to accentuate the beat and get the listener to move to the music. Now that you know a little bit about what ragtime is, let's discuss its history. Ragtime was popular between the 1890s and the early 1900s. It began as dance music in the red light districts of the African American communities in St. Louis and New Orleans. It was many years before ragtime actually became published as popular sheet music for piano. The man who is credited for developing this genre of music is Ernest Hogan. Hogan began working as a comedian and entertainer, producing many shows that featured the syncopation that became integral to the ragtime genre. Moving on, Scott Joplin is also a notable figure in the history of ragtime. He became famous for composing Maple Leaf Rag in 1899, and then a string of ragtime hits such as The Entertainer. I'd be willing to bet that most of you today even know The Entertainer, or have heard it at some point in your lives. Anyway, one of the key takeaways here is that Scott Joplin is easily the biggest ragtime composer, and his music went on to influence many other composers for a number of years. Alas, as we move forward in time, ragtime eventually declined in popularity, and jazz began to claim the public's attention. In 1917, ragtime was more or less officially pushed out by jazz. That being said, jazz likely wouldn't have happened without ragtime. Just like ragtime built off the marches which were popular before it, jazz built off of ragtime as well. To cap off this discussion, I want to end with a quote from Scott Joplin. Known as the king of ragtime, Joplin called the effects of the music weird and intoxicating. He also used the term swing to describe how to play ragtime, and would say, "Play it slowly until you catch the swing." So take a listen to some ragtime music, and let yourself find the swing in it. While ragtime may not be your cup of tea, just make sure you understand its importance along the way.